Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with episodes released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, and I thank you as always for hitting play. Today is December the 28th, and on this day in 1968, it was the second Miami Pop Festival, held at Hallandale, Florida's Gulfstream Park, with more than 100,000 fans in attendance, becoming the largest rock festival at that time on the East Coast of America. On the bill that year was Joni Mitchell, Fleetwood Mac, Steppenwolf, and The Grateful Dead. What a lineup. Also on this day in 1968, the Beatles' ninth studio album, The Beatles, or The White Album as it's more commonly known, hit number one on the Billboard chart. On this day in 1978, Rolling Stone magazine's annual readers and critics poll both agreed that the Rolling Stones album, Some Girls, was the album of the year. The record included the hit single Miss You and topped the Billboard chart. And on the birthday front, we say happy 76th birthday to Texan multi-instrumentalist Edgar Winter. Edgar and his band were responsible for hits like Frankenstein and Free Ride. But for our main topic today, we remember a larger-than-life character who passed away on this day in 2015. Yes, on this day 7 years ago, we lost the force of nature that was Ian Kilmister, better known, of course, as Lemmy. He died just 4 days after his 70th birthday. Lemmy first found fame in hero space rockers Hawkwind, singing lead vocals on the band's biggest hit, Silver Machine, but was fired from the band just a year later. He then went on to form Motorhead, releasing the classic anthem Ace of Spades, and having a huge hit with the live album No Sleep Till Hammersmith, which went to number one on the UK album chart in 1981. Lemmy was known for his chain-smoking, wild, substance and alcohol-filled lifestyle, and he's one of rock's largest characters. Now with me to share his thoughts on Mr. Kilmister today is author, writer, podcaster and more, Martin Popoff.
Basically, Lemmy was sort of the Keith Richards of heavy metal. He died after a short battle with cancer. We know he played right to the end. He used to say he wanted to play right to the end. You know, he was not a materialistic guy. He lived on the road. He had his apartment there close to the Rainbow, right? He could always be spotted down at the Rainbow. But yeah, absolute legend. Super underrated lyricist. So important in the, you know, early on in the new wave of British heavy metal. They were innovators of thrash as well. But yeah, it was sad to see Lemmy leave us. He was an absolute hero to a lot of people. He was an outlaw. Died kind of close to when David Bowie died, and roughly the same age as well. But yeah, he looked like he was indestructible. You know, he always heard about the booze and the speed and all that stuff. But then cancer took him in the end. So Lemmy, sad to see him go December 28th, 2015.
And a huge thanks to Martin Popoff there, music journalist, author of 150 books and podcaster too. Please check out his show. It's called History in 5 Songs with Martin Popoff. Give it a listen on all good podcast apps now. But that's it for today's show then. I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.